We're back with Brian Rule, wildlife biologist for the DNR out of the Marquette office. And Brian, thank you for carving a little more time out of your bird hunting today to give us a talk about grouse and woodcock as well as archery deer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much giving you first-hand grouse, so grouse numbers, to me, are significantly better than last year. I'm seeing a lot more birds and a lot of young birds, a lot of broods still together. I haven't seen as many woodcock as what other people have been finding, but I also don't look for them a lot as well. They're kind of just incidentals. But, yeah, the grouse numbers, I'm pleasantly surprised with how this year is shaping up. And really, right now we're hitting that magic time when the ferns are burnt and the leaves are coming down, and the grouse quite don't know it, that the cover's disappearing. So that's when the best hunting is.
Absolutely. So do you think we are at prime right now for grouse hunting as far as the foliage?
I think so. I mean, I'm up right now. I'm in North Marquette County, and we still got quite a few leaves, but Saturday I hunted down Mole Public, and lots of leaves down there. The lake is obviously keeping this a little bit warmer here, so we're not quite as far as long. But, yeah, I mean, I think in most areas of the UP, we're right in the thick of the best time to be out there.
Man, I wish I would have seen you run into you. I was out in the Republic area this past weekend as well. So that's kind of neat. I wish I would have run into you out there. That would have been fun.
Yeah.
How's Riley doing, your pup?
She's doing great. You know, this is her 10th season, so she's got it down pat. And she hasn't slowed down a bit. My shooting could always be better. That's always usually the issue, but she's doing great.
And remind folks what she is.
She's actually a German Drahtar.
Oh, nice.
So she's not your most common dog, but I really have fallen in love with this breed because they're a versatile dog that'll hunt ducks, chase rabbits, and point grouse.
Excellent. All right. Let's switch over now to archery deer season. And bow hunters are pretty happy right now from what I'm hearing as far as the deer numbers. I have not seen any massive bucks taken so far, but what are your thoughts on the deer in the landscape? And you could even break it up into, you know, northern Marquette County versus southern Marquette County.
Yeah, I mean, I'm expecting, I mean, we got decent survival when we were doing our fawn to adult deer stuff in March towards the end of the winter. You know, as you know, we've been curtailed on some of our survey work, but we had good survival. So I'm not expecting any big dramatic changes in the downturn kind of thing. So we're not doing deer check like we normally do, so I'm only getting stuff anecdotally, just talking particularly to bear hunters and stuff when I see them. They're kind of filling me in. But everybody seems to be seeing deer, seeing decent numbers. Always wish they'd see a few more bucks, but I think we're going to be in good shape come rifle season. I don't expect anything different. And I always like to remind any of the listeners, too, I know if you want to get your deer tested and you're having a hard time getting those lymph nodes, just give me a call or give the office a call, and we'll help you pull those lymph nodes. 906-228-6561. Most of the time, there's somebody there that will get us an email message if someone needs some help.
Excellent. Wildlife biologist Brian Roll out of the Marquette office. Thanks for the report on the bear, the deer, and the grouse and woodcock.
No problem. Anytime.
And this is The Outdoor Show.